With Major League Baseball getting started this week, let's start the Minor Nation Report off with a focus on minors baseball. Finally, after a fantastic start, the Park City squad is getting some well-deserved attention as the Salt Lake Tribune has them currently ranked second in 3A. Park City team has a record of 10 wins and just 2 losses. This past week, the Miners went down to 5A Cottonwood, and behind Scott Stokes' pitching, easily handled the Colts 6-1. Stokes has been outstanding on the bump with a 4-0 record. He's also knocked 5 doubles at the plate. Also leading the offense have been senior Blake Morin, Chandler Barkdahl, who has 6 doubles, and Chandler Anderson, who's knocked a home run, 2 doubles, and 3 triples. With Wasatch and Judge moving out of the region, the Miners are primed to go after back-to-back region titles, and they're going to start that quest this week when it's all about rival Juan Diego. Hopefully the weather's going to cooperate as they are scheduled for a doubleheader at Juan Diego on Tuesday, first pitch at 2 o'clock, and then the second game immediately following. Then they are set to host Juan Diego up here on the Miners field on Friday, first pitch at 3 under this new region schedule format. This is the only time Park City will play Juan Diego in the regular season. Girls softball continued to struggle, though, as they went down to West and fell 17-2. Their scheduled home game versus Altamont on Friday was canceled due to poor field conditions. Now it's time for them to get into region play, which puts them traveling out to Eastern Utah all week. On Tuesday, they'll be in Roosevelt to play Union. Then on Friday, the Lady Miners will be in Vernal to take on the tough Uinta Utes. Girls lacrosse is rolling, and Lone Peak was the next victim in their way, getting blown out 20-4. Some highlighted goals were by McKenna Tixon, Daniel Lesher, Hannah Hyatt, Haley Adelman, Jenny Gordon, Marina Mayo, and Maki Wells. These Lady Miners are 6-0 and will be back in action on Friday at 5:30 in Connaught Park over in Willow Creek when they will host the rival Jordan Beat Diggers. Boys lacrosse is on a 4-game winning streak and will be playing Lone Peak, which was last year's state runner-up, on Tuesday at Quinn's. That game set to start at 4:30, and then they'll be playing another big rival in Juan Diego when they travel there on Thursday and play at 7 o'clock p.m. Out on the pitch, boys soccer, after a very difficult preseason schedule that saw them go 2-3, well, it primed them for Region 10, and they opened up with a huge statement, thrashing a good Morgan team 5-0. Balls were put in the net by Alex Jackson, Garrett McGee, which was his fourth, Giancomo Castellano, Rob Morelli, and Will McFarlane also scored. Connor Dawson picking up the shutout in goal. They followed that up with a 3-1 win over Uinta. 2 goals in the second half put it away. McGee got his 5th. Castellano also scored again. And Gunner Stray Gunderson, he netted his 5th of the season in the win. This week, the Miners will be at Union on Wednesday and hosting Ben Lomond on Saturday on Dozier at 1:30. The Park City Bands had a phenomenal weekend, including receiving superior ratings of 1 in the State Jazz Festival in all 3 categories: big band, sight reading, and jazz combo. Also, the Park City Wind Ensemble received high enough ratings at the 4A competition to qualify for the State Band Festival first week of May. So, that's what's going on in the Minor Nation. This report is brought to you, as always, by the law offices of Todd Wakefield, the Elliott Work Group, the UPS Stores, and Park City High School Booster Club. I'm Scott Chester. Be sure to check out the Park City Minor Nation Facebook page. This has been this week's Minor Nation Report.